retool existing factories and hire locally and work with unions to create good-paying jobs.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. orders the release of heavily redacted documents in the case alleging former President Trump tried to overturn the 2020 election. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
In Washington, a federal judge ordered the release of heavily redacted documents in the case alleging Trump tried to overturn the 2020 election. The nearly 2,000 pages included an interview with a White House aide who said Trump sat in the Oval dining room and watched the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot unfold on TV as he drank a Diet Coke. Trump's legal team objected to the release, saying it amounts to election interference.
There are questions about what the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar means for the Middle East. The BBC's Wyra Davis reports from Jerusalem.
Hamas said his death, although tragic for them, would not change their course of action. They won't stop fighting in Gaza, they say, until Israel agrees to a full ceasefire. Hamas also said that Sinwar died a heroic death with his arms by his side taking on the Israelis. That version of events has been somewhat disputed by the IDF themselves. They said they came across Sinwar after he'd been flushed from a tunnel network in southern Gaza, where they said he'd spent most of the war surrounded by this human shield of Israeli hostages.
Not clear yet is who will now lead Hamas. Cuba's electrical grid goes down as the island's major power plant fails and millions are without power. Orlando Gutierrez Boronat is with the Assembly of the Cuban Resistance.
It's kept on getting worse and worse, and now we're at a point where there's no electricity, food is scarce, there's a breakdown, a generalized breakdown of infrastructure, and it's the result of the regime's negligent, dogmatic policies over decades, their corruption. So the breakdown in the energy infrastructure is directly related to that.
No official estimate for when service will be restored. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Lynx force Game 5 of the WNBA Finals by beating the Liberty 82-80. They meet Sunday night in New York. The street in front of a Philadelphia elementary school has a new name in honor of a beloved crossing guard, KYW's Mike DiNardo.
She stood at the corner of 17th and Christian for 12 years, helping students safely get to the E.M. Stanton School. Now the block of 17th in front of the school is known as Geraldine Graves Way. Graves died 3 years ago at the age of 66. Her granddaughter, Siani Washington, recalls the way she greeted families each morning.
People driving past the school, they'd be like, hey, Miss Graves, hey, Miss Jerry, early in the morning, and the parents loved her.
Graves was also a key figure in the community, successfully rallying a dozen years ago to keep Stanton open when the district wanted to close it. Mike DiNardo for CBS News, Philadelphia.
CVS Health CEO Karen Lynch steps down with company shares sinking and the chain struggling on several fronts. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high into the low 70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. Right now, it's 53.
We'll be right back. when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh! This is the night.
It's going to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace is a little pity. Didn't find time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night.
It's going to the celebrity ball. Dress up tonight.
Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
If if you're listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN, welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Be my little good luck charm.
can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day.
And there's a 5 o'clock for me and shelter of her arms, everything's okay. She talks and the world don't slip away. Can I have a reason I can still go on when every other reason is gone?
Yeah, yeah.
In my 5 o'clock world, she waits for me. Nothing else matters at all. 'Cause every time my baby smiles at me, I know that it's all worthwhile. Yeah.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Treat her like a
WRJN, home to the Milwaukee Brewers. Before and after the games, we spin the timeless hits. Baseball, timeless hits, a great soundtrack to summer, and we've got it all on WRJN.
is wrong between us that your laughter cannot hide? And you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind? I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The race for the White House is closing in on the final stretch, with the Democrats utilizing one of the party's biggest assets. Here's CBS News correspondent Nicole Skanga.
Former President Barack Obama stumped for Harris in Arizona, where the race also remains tight.
What I cannot understand is why anyone would think that Donald Trump will shake things up in a way that is good for you.
Trump stopped by a campaign office in Michigan's Muslim-majority city of Hamtramck. The Democratic mayor has endorsed Trump, who vowed to conduct mass deportations of people living in the U.S. illegally.
With the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, there is renewed attention on freeing the remaining hostages in Gaza. CBS's Remy Innocenzio reports from Tel Aviv.
Joy was immediate for many in Israel, but not for all.
And what went through your mind?
Glad is not the right word, because you never want somebody to be dead.
Merav Gonen is the mother of Romy, now 24 years old and still a hostage in Gaza.
In the tunnels, without daylight, can you imagine not to see your daughter for a year?
At least 33 people were killed and 85 wounded in Israeli airstrikes in Gaza today. The trial of Richard Allen, charged with murdering two teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana, 7 years ago, started today with opening statements. CBS's Meg Oliver reports from the courthouse.
Prosecutor Nicholas McLeland said the case is about three things: bridge guy, a bullet, and the brutal murder of two girls. Bridge Guy refers to this image captured on Libby's phone shortly before she was killed. And this audio clip, prosecutors say, was a man forcing the girls off.